Well, now, how about that? Here we are back from New York City, Brooklyn, where we gave a wonderful talk on Sunday, and we brought down the house, and on Saturday morning at 6 a.m., we had a graduation ceremony, and we had an ordination ceremony, and we brought down the house again. It just shows what happens when you go to the New Thought Life Church of
Truth
in Brooklyn. So, today we have the thought for today. You didn't know that was coming, did you? The thought for today is, let the past be past. Okay. I took a walk with Rex this morning, and as I walked with Rex, he was enjoying sniffing everywhere and checking things out. The Border Patrol had been especially busy last night. They were driving all over the property. If they turned their sirens on, they couldn't have been any noisier. But our dogs and the neighbor dogs and the wolves and the coyotes and the hawks and the birds and everybody was quacking, quacking, quacking. And the people, I don't know, the international travelers, they just sat quietly behind their bushes and were totally invisible to our Border Patrol people who were looking for them with such gusto and noise that anybody would have sat back and said, hey, you guys go your way. I don't want to be any part of that noisy group, you know. So Ellen called up the Border Patrol this morning, and she says, sirs, this is our beautiful meditation retreat, and you come thundering on here all night long with your mighty hoofbeats, and you waken us, and our dogs are barking, and everything is upset. It is totally unrighteous. Now, we have the authority to tell you to keep your cars off of our property. You can come on our property, that we can't tell you not to do. But we can tell you to leave your cars off of our property. And if you persist in doing this, and this is not the first time, we will tell you to leave your cars off our property. Now, what is it that we should say to the Border Patrol? In my talk in Brooklyn, I said, George Bush is a lousy president. George Bush is a stinking president. George Bush is a war president. George Bush is a bad president. And I said, when we the people elected George Bush, we elected him because he was a good president. And now all of a sudden he's a bad president. It's about time we change our mind about George Bush. And we start saying, George Bush is a good president. George Bush is the president of peace. Oh, true, he doesn't have much of time left in office. But what time he's got, let him do peaceful things. Let him bring about peace. Let us say with George Bush, there now is peace on earth, and it began with me, not George Bush. But I see George Bush as a peaceful president. Okay, now, the Border Patrol come on our property, and they're noisy as hell. My God, I don't even know what hell's like, but it sure must be something like that. And so we were very distressed because we were attempting to sleep and be at peace. So I just brought Rex inside the house, and I said, Rex, peace. So Rex laid down on his couch, and he was peaceful. Now, wasn't that simple? Rex was outside barking, 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 barking for 2 or 3 hours. And finally, I just went out there. I brought a cookie along, and I said, Rex, here's a cookie. And he looked at the cookie, and he says, I know what you got in mind. And he ran away. And he went out by the fence. And then in the back of his mind, is a cookie better than barking? I'm not sure. So I went to the door again and opened it. And he came to the door. And I said, this is for you, son. Come in. And he looked at me. He says, well, okay. And he came in. And I put a cover in front of his doggy door so he couldn't go out. And left the doors closed. And he looked at me and he gave a woof woof. And I said, you don't bark in the house now, you know that. And so he quietly went to his bed and went to sleep. Now, you and I each have little hang-ups. And the little hang-ups are that you think that you are born a sinner. Yes, you do. You think that you are born in evil, that you are born in pain and unhappiness, that you should bear your children in and unhappiness. Well, so many women don't bear their children in unhappiness. They just pop them out like popcorn, you know. Nothing to it. And I would say the majority. If having children for every woman on earth was a painful, really painful experience, they wouldn't do it. They wouldn't do it. So how do we work on something like that? Well, we don't work on that. When my wife was in the process of having our fabulous, magnificent, outstanding son, I was allowed, this was back in the 50s, 60, whatever it was when he was born, I was allowed to go into the hospital and continue the Lamaze work with her that we've been doing. And so I rubbed her back and told her I loved her and everything was good and everything, and she was peaceful and peaceful. And she went in, and Mark was born just as easy as pie, you know. Now, I didn't expect Mark to bring a pain to Faith as he was being born. I expected him to be born just as like popcorn, you know, and he was. Now, how many mothers say to their daughters, well, you'll have pain when you have your children, you'll have this and you'll have that. And how many children said, Ma, shut up. I don't want to hear such nonsense. Ma, you can tell me all you want that my children are beautiful, wonderful, fabulous, the greatest on earth, and that they're born in simplicity and ease and beauty, and then they will be. Then they will be. If all the world would recognize that every child can be born in, every child is a love child, and every child can be born in like a popcorn, you know, pop. You're just popping out with no problem whatsoever. Now, as Rex and I were walking the path this morning, he would sit down now and then, and occasionally he didn't want to come along with me. And I went back to him, and I said, Rex, what's the problem? And so I looked at him, and I think perhaps what he has done, he has gotten a foxtail in his penis shaft, because it irritates him there. So I'll have to somehow check that out or take him to the vet and have it checked out, because I don't want him to have that any problem developing there. Now, I'm not going to make a problem out of it. It's a very simple thing to just roll back the skin there and check, and see if there's any problem. If there's no problem, then, hey, Buster, you're whole and perfect. Now, if there's no problem there, I'll say, hey, Buster, you're whole and perfect. If there's no problem there, I'll say, hey, Buster, you're whole and perfect. If there's no problem there, I'll say, hey, Buster, you're whole and perfect. Why didn't I say, hey, Buster, you're whole and perfect in the first place? Why did I look to see where the problem was? Why did I look to see where the thing is that might be disturbing him? Now, name it and claim it. Now, you say, well, how many of you are in the internet looking up all of this, prescriptions for your symptoms, you know. You have symptoms, you're fat, you're thin, you're tall, you're short, you're whatever, you know. And so you're looking for symptoms, those are your symptoms, and you're looking up the cures for them in the internet. And the internet has thousands of them. Do you know that there are umpty-dump medical doctors on earth, and every medical doctor is not necessarily a genius? They may know their area. Like Ellen says, nowadays, you don't have a medical doctor, you have a specialist. Everybody is a specialist. They're a specialist in brain surgery, and you'd want them to be that, certainly. They're a specialist in the general practitioner, the GP, as they call them. The general practitioners are sort of outmoded. They don't almost exist anymore. And even your general practitioner is a specialist in certain areas, and he likes to dwell in those areas, or she likes to dwell in those areas, since we have a lot of medical practitioners who are women, too. Now, the next president may be a woman, or maybe not, or maybe it'll be one after that, or whatever, it doesn't matter. Who is the president of the United States? The most brilliant ambassador of goodwill that the world has ever known. Nice idea. Most brilliant ambassador of goodwill the world has ever known. That's the president. Mm-hmm. It's not a man or a woman. It's not black or white. It's not anything. It's just the ambassador of goodwill. The president is supposed to be the father of our nation, the father of our country, who works harmoniously with the fathers of other countries to get along. If the children make mistakes and do dumb things, the father isn't supposed to go and say, retribution. He goes in and says, now let's have some peace here. Apologize for doing this. But I apologize for doing it. And then let's go on. And then no wars. No famine. No problems. When people give, when one nation gives to another nation food for the people because they're starving, the politicians don't gobble it up first, you know? But this is what we think they do. This is what we think they do, and they do that because we think they do that. Now, if we're going to look for the symptoms in our dog and then say, let's find out what that is and let's remedy it, or if we just say, you're whole and perfect. Now, isn't it interesting how some foxtail that might be somewhere could just ooze its way right out? It could ooze its way right in, it could ooze its way right out. And it just goes wherever it's supposed to go in its perfect order and is back into nature again, making more foxes. And so it's just wonderful. But the thing is, we have to get our bloated nothingness in the way of the divine circuits to keep the divine circuits from functioning in their perfect way. Were we created in our original purity and integrity? Were we created to be beautiful, to be perfect, to be absolutely whole and perfect under every circumstance, always and always and always?
Yes.
Were we created to levitate, teleport, and do all those good things too? Were we created to just enjoy life, to be ourselves and have fun?
Yes.
Then, it seems to me that that is where we should concentrate our effort.
Yeah.
That's where we should put our thought. That's where we should put whatever our desire is. Not on the remedy of the problem, but on the wholeness of our reality. I am whole and perfect. I am whole and perfect. I live in my ideal spirit, mind, and body. And that's good. That's good. That's good.
I live the ideal.
That's good for first grade.
Oh, okay.
Now, what do you say in second grade?
I am the ideal. I am ideal.
You see, it's not a my or a the, because right away when we say a my or a the, we're limiting it to our own understanding. I am ideal. Whatever the ideal spirit, mind, and body is, you don't know. You haven't experienced it in the last 5 or 10 seconds, you know. So let's get with it. I am
ideal spirit, mind, and body.
I am
ideal spirit, mind, and body.
I am
ideal spirit, mind, and body.
Now.
Now.
And we don't have to say now, because it's now. So, this is where we want to direct our attention. Now, there is
on earth.
Oh, see, you know that. Now there is peace on earth, and it began with President Bush.
Peace began with me.
It began with me. And you see, then I look at President Bush, and I see him one of the most beautiful, fabulous ambassadors of goodwill the world has ever known. He will go out of this presidency as the one of the greatest ambassadors of goodwill this world has ever known, and the world will record him as beautiful, and they will ask him to come and go into their nations and speak to their parliaments and their legislatures and share with them his attitudes of peace and goodwill. Wow! Wouldn't that be a nice thing to sing? Your daughter is terrible. She's not doing what she's supposed to do. She's terrible. She's terrible. She's terrible. Well, what's going to happen? She'll get terribler. Yeah. All right, now, you say, your daughter is wonderful. Oh, my daughter is so wonderful. She's so thoughtful. My daughter is always doing lovely things. My daughter is so great to be with. She's just such a joy to be with. She makes everybody sparkle. And whenever she comes in a room, she's got a big smile on her face. And she means it right from the depth of her soul or her heart. And it is such a joy. What's going to happen to that daughter? What's going to happen to you when you start thinking those thoughts about you? When you start thinking that you're whole and perfect, that you're wonderful. I
am
ideal.
Ideal.
Spirit, mind, and body.
So, can you do more?
No.
Is every problem that it's ever existed, poof, gone? Is every desire that your heart could ever embolden and hold be done now?
Yes.
It is done. Does it work?
Yep. Yes.
Go and sin no more. That means go let the past be past and live in the present.
Yeah.
For that's what it's all about. I love you. I love you.
Love you.
I love you.
Love you.